welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode where we meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, with the only man I know who knows everybody, Mr. Orange County, John Gutierrez. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Welcome to our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. Thank you once again for tuning in to us to another weekly community podcast show. We have another great guest with us today, Marian Diaz, who is the director of Hypernova Marketing Agency, an entrepreneur, and she has her own podcast. She's a host of Mentes Disruptivas, a show. So welcome, Mariana Diaz. We're going to be doing a little bit of Spanish and English, Spanglish, because Marian likes, she has a big following.
Yo siempre he pensado que las personas hispanas aquí, los que no hablan inglés, tienen muy pocos recursos en español. So yo puedo tener una comunidad que quizás que hable inglés y español, pero yo quiero ayudar a la comunidad que no habla inglés, que esa comunidad es bastante grande aquí en California.
And Marian speaks English, but she just basically said, if you don't mind sharing in English, that you're a big supporter of trying to help the Hispanic community that mainly speaks Spanish, right? And that you want them to get, obviously, better resources, better support in the English community, right?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I want. Especially immigrants, you know, that come to this country that don't have a lot of resources, that don't know the system, don't understand how things work here. And I want to be like a channel for them to find those resources to, you know, learn, and for their businesses too.
Would you say that has to do a lot with your journey and what you've been through?
Yes, I believe that I missed out on a lot of opportunities in my first, you know, 5 years in this country because I didn't know. I didn't know, like, for example, what was the best way to, like, set up my company or to do my taxes. And I think I missed out on a lot of opportunities. Like, even when I met you, right, I didn't know about the power of networking. And I remember when I met you 8 years ago, or like it's over 8 years.
Yeah, time has gone by fast.
Yes, I remember you telling me all the time, Marianne, you need to go to network, you need to meet people. And I had this dream, right? And you were that person for me that guided me a little in the beginning. But I didn't, you know, I didn't know the power that involves, you know, connecting with other people. You know, Tony Robbins says this all the time. It's not the how. Is the home. Mm-hmm. Like, who is going to help you achieve your goals? Who is going to make you, you know, take that next step?
Exactly. And I remember, I think when we met back in the day at the place you were working at, we'd do events there. We'd do like fundraisers, networking events. And, you know, for me, I'm one of those proponents of just like you, helping empower people, right? And just even if you give people a little bit of information, because, you know, obviously we're all so busy running around, you know. And so I remember, you're right, I used to say, you know, get involved, you know, do some networking. So your journey has grown so much. You've grown so much in the community. You know, share with us a little bit about that journey, because we're going to go into your big event that you're having this Saturday, right? What used to be Original Mike's Restaurant and eventually 701 Restaurant, but now I think they changed it to El Parral, right?
Yes.
It's in Santa Ana on the corner of Main and, of course, also First Street there. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's an all-day empowerment, right? Would you say event?
Yes, it's a very transformational event. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, like, you know, speakers, professional coaches there that are going to help, you know, the community to, like, overcome challenges that they're going through or, like, limiting beliefs that they might have that they don't even know that they have. But it's blocking them from taking action, from, like, doing the things they say they're going to do, but they don't do it because, you know, something is stopping them. A few days ago, my cousin told me, like, she's out of, you know, she's not working and she doesn't speak English. So that's the community I really want to help. Like, I think about my family, right, that recently came to this country and they don't have resources. So I'm like pretty much their only resource, right? Even like yesterday, my brother was trying to buy a car and I was translating. So my cousin said the other day, I don't know, like I always say I'm going to start on Monday, but Monday arrives and there's something that stops me from taking action. And I'm like, wow, like I wonder, you know, what can I do for her to help her? But I know I can't. What I can do is to bring people that are, you know, experts in helping you transform that stop that thing that's blocking you and stopping you from, you know, living your best life.
And I think it all has to do with maybe our culture. We have this, I don't really need a coach. And it's interesting because we've had many guests on this show, and many of our guests, when we go into their journey, we'll talk about they had a good mentor, right? Or they had great parents who supported them, or they had a teacher. In my case, I always talk about I had some really good football coaches, you know, coaches in high school. And when I was a young kid, I had obviously, you know, good parents. It's just as we get older, I think we have a hard time accepting some sort of coach that's going to help us get over the things you're talking about right now. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, of course. And I believe that you have to be humble to accept
yes.
that we might need help, that yes. we might not be right on certain things that we think that they're right, but they're not right. And, you know, everyone likes to be right. Mm-hmm. So it's about accepting that you might not be right and you might need help. And, you know, be curious too, like what's there? What's, you know, what else is there for me to get better? Like, I'm always curious. I'm always trying to find out what I can improve for me to, like, you know, go even further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes a lot of sense because a lot of the reason why, big reason why I joined the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was because people would ask me.
This is where we take a break because John forgot to turn his phone off here. What he tells everybody to do, he forgot to do.
Just point that out. So, you know, one of the things that we talked about is.
We need a mentor for you, John.
Yes, we do. We had to set up her camera, my camera, the camera here in the studio. What happens is, like, when I started my business, my wife and I, my sister, you know, I tell people I joined the chamber because I saw a lot of great mentors there, you know, big corporate people that managed thousands of people. And I thought to myself, wow, this is great. I can learn from these individuals better skills, better ways for me to run my business. Would you say that's something you're kind of doing for a lot of business people now? Because, I mean, your event has a lot of great mentors that are going to be there on Saturday.
Yes. And yeah, one of my main ones is the owner of Javier's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you a little bit of the back of the story about
sure.
that.
Let's share this. That's what we're about, telling stories, yeah. Right, Paul?
So during the pandemic, yes. I was very, like, in a dark place, like a lot of, you know,
everybody.
A lot of people were going through it because we never had the time to, like, sit with our own feelings and emotions. And we were forced to, like, you know, really feel those emotions mm-hmm. during that time. So I was having a very hard time. And I had just found out that my mom was alive after thinking that she was dead for 26 or 27 years, right? My whole life. I don't know her in person.
So you had never met your mom?
I have never met
you
my mom.
You were a little girl. You had never... Wow.
I actually thought, or my brain dissociated from it, and I thought she was dead. It wasn't until, like, you know, August 13th, 2019, I still remember that moment, right?
Wow.
Like,
okay.
When I found out that she was alive. And then, unfortunately, I didn't take it well. Like, you know, it wasn't like, and this is so messed up to say this, but it wasn't like, whoa, my mom is here. No, it was like, whoa, my mom abandoned me. Like, she didn't love me. She rejected me. She was always 2 hours away from me. She never came back. She had another daughter. She adopted a kid. She changed her name. So she really didn't want to know anything about us. So finding out the truth put me in a very dark place, right? So that led me to act really bad in my relationship because I developed anxiety, panic attacks. I ended up at the hospital twice. I didn't know anything about mental health back then, right? And it wasn't until one day, one of my good friends, she's a psychologist, she was like, you need help. Like, I can't believe, you know, the world is falling apart and falling on you, and you still say everything is okay. Life is not perfect. Like, you need to stop pretending. And I was like, I know she was right, but I wasn't gonna tell her you're right. I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, I you know, I got this. And she goes, I know you're a heart, you might be a heart patient, so here's my contact, my therapist, like, you should call. I didn't call for sure.
Sorry to hear that. Wow.
Yes. And then I started, you know, I wasn't working, but then I started working a few months later, taking clients through the back.
And again, we're talking about Mr. Javier, who owns the chain of Javier's restaurants, right?
Yes.
Which has made hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Yes.
Very successful businessman today.
It's a very powerful
one. We don't want to tell all the story because we want people to come Saturday,
yes.
right? And hear the story.
Of course.
We'll give them a little bit, right? We'll give them a little bit.
It's a very powerful
story.
Yes,
I've heard his story. It's really amazing.
And it's a story that did it for me. That, you know, that little spark that, like, it helped me, like, came back to life. Like, it helped me get inspiration, which I think it's what we're lacking when we have depression, right? We're not inspired. We're just in a dark place, mm-hmm. thinking negative thoughts. And when I heard that story, I was like, how did he do it? Like, ¿cómo lo hizo? And then that's how I got to think, like, this story needs to be, you know, we need to tell this story. People need to hear this. Because if that story was doing that for me, it was getting me out of bed, like, you know, it was giving me hope. You know, I could fulfill my dream. I can, you mm-hmm. know, accomplish it. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day getting home in a tiny house in Santa Ana thinking, I need to have a podcast and, like, tell this story. And I need to have him on my lunch day on my podcast, right? And 4 years ago, I committed that I wanted him to be, because he was the whole reason, right? He was the one that inspired
me. His story
me.
Inspired you, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Makes sense.
And there is always a story that inspires people, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't have access to those stories. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, maybe with the podcast, you know, I'm going to bring a lot of people's stories, right? And, you know, maybe one person will get inspired like me, right? One of those stories will inspire someone and, you know, it'll be like...
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense. If it inspired you, why wouldn't it inspire other people,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And not only his story, right? Like, I'm bringing a lot of stories that are very powerful on my podcast.
But I think it also took a lot from you to accept and understand that you were in that dark place, wouldn't you say? It takes a lot for people to accept
that. I hit rock bottom.
Okay.
And, like, I even planned for suicide until the day arrived. And I remember asking God, like, please give me a sign, because when you're feeling like there's no hope for you,
yes,
there's no way, there is no way out. Like, there is, you don't think that no one, you think that no one loves you. You're very ungrateful too. Like, you don't value people. You're in a dark place. You don't see the good in life. You only see the dark. And I remember Google pretty much saved my life too. That day I remember Googling how many pills of Xanax do I need to take for, you know, to succeed in this suicide, right? And I didn't have a lot. I had like 18 pills, but I also didn't want to end up alive and, you know, with brain damage.
Yeah.
So, you know what Google, when you ask Google those type of questions, they don't answer.
Wow.
With the right, they just, you know, a lot of things pop up on your screen saying like, get help.
And, that's interesting.
And that was a sign for me. So I called, because at that point, no one knew what I was going through. Absolutely no one. I hadn't called the therapist that my friend sent me. Like, I had no hope. And I was like, because I was also afraid of what people would think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was very ashamed mm-hmm. of what I was feeling. And then I called one of those numbers and I, you know, I let it all out. Mm-hmm. And I felt immediate relief. And then they told me, like, you know, we're going to give you 10 sessions of therapy through the school. And, you know, that's how my mental health journey started, pretty much.
Really? So you went through that process?
Yes.
What was that like, if you don't mind me asking?
Therapy?
Yes.
Horrible.
Really?
It took my therapist. First of all, I went to 3 therapists first, being in denial. I was like, I couldn't trust them. You know, it takes a while for you to open up to someone, mm-hmm. especially if it's the first time and no one knows what you're going through. So you're trying to hide and pretend you're okay. And at the same time, you need to, like, live those feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was pretty much sitting or laying on my bed for, like, a week the first time I opened up to him, to my therapist. And, you know, not turning the lights on until 4 p.m., not eating. It was bad. Like, I honestly never neglected myself like I did that time.
Wow.
And all by myself, because no one knew.
I'm sure you have a lot of friends and people that around you.
Yes.
But it was more you secluding yourself from the world, right?
Yeah. And you know what's the beauty of it? Once you come out of there, you realize that you do have people, that people love you, and that those friends that you thought once that they weren't there for you, they're actually there for you. But you, when you're in depression, you don't see it. And I think what also helped me was to, you know, create a gratitude for those people that were there for me, you know, through all those dark moments, because they were there. I just didn't value it.
Have you ever heard of the 7 stages of grief?
No.
In healthcare, because we're in healthcare, my wife and I, we own a hospice company. It's something that is shared with families. The loved ones die, right? Husband or wife or somebody dies of cancer when we take care of them. after that, we do what's called seven stages of grief with our psychosocial services, which is our social workers or therapists. And part of it is what you were just talking about, denial, anger. You know, it's the whole grieving stage when somebody dies. What people don't realize is that that can be the same scenario in any other case in your life. You know, like a major, I don't know, divorce, whatever it may be, just a major thing in your life. In your case, you were hit really fast, really hard with this news that your mom was alive after you thought she wasn't alive all these years.
And I felt guilty.
Right? There was all these emotions. That way, all these emotions, right?
I was, mm-hmm. you know, I should have been happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I was like, why this is hurting me so much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went through something like that when my dad died, you know, because my dad was just so much older than, I was the youngest of five siblings, and he was just so much older than me as a father, and there wasn't that connection. And when on his last days of him dying, you know, I would go visit him, and I was searching at his deathbed, literally those last days, for some sort of, I love you, son. And my dad was very old school, very old fashioned. Never said I love you, and he loved us and he cared about us, but he just never said it. Because he never said that at the end of his life, I was searching for that. I was looking for that, right? And when he died and he really still didn't say that, it affected me like for years. Like, did he not love us? Did he not care for us? Even though he did, he showed his love in other ways by working really hard and providing for us, right? So everybody goes through those seven stages of grief very differently when you have such a tragedy in your life. And I'm sorry to hear that you were going through this. And it's inspiring to see that this is why you've created what you created, right? And this is your first big event,
yes.
right? I mean, this is exciting, I would say, right? I mean, I met you 8 years ago working at a restaurant.
I didn't even know English.
Exactly. At a restaurant that we were doing events, networking events that were part of our chamber.
Yes.
We're doing mixers. We had done a fundraiser there, a comedy night. And today, you know, a director of Hypernova Marketing Agency, right? Which you do marketing for different businesses, right? You have almost 30,000 followers on your social media. 50? Okay. I'm sorry. I was wrong. and you're an entrepreneur, and now you have your own podcast show. You're interviewing people like Mr. Javier, right? Your journey has grown so much. So yes. Kudos to you. I mean, that you came out of this dark area in your life. What are we wanting to share with the community that is inspiring on Saturday? We got to get people out there, right? Because I know we got a good crowd already, but we got to get more people to come out and not only meet Marianne and all her guests, because you have about 10 speakers or so. How many is it?
Like seven.
Seven.
Seven
okay.
or eight. Yeah.
Seven or eight. Okay.
Yeah. And some of them have very powerful stories. Like mm-hmm. I'm trying to help immigrants mm-hmm. that don't speak English, that have very little resources. So I'm trying to be, you know, that person that provides all of those resources that they need and that inspiration, which is the most important, because once they have inspiration, they're inspired, they're going to go because they're going to find a way to, like, you know, accomplish whatever. In this event, for example, one of the speakers, he came from Brazil, also no English. And now he speaks, you know, three languages because now he speaks Spanish too. And he grew his company from zero to $18 million in 4 years.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm bringing very powerful stories for you, for them, or everyone to get inspired, right? And then I'm also like, one of the speakers is going to talk about like failure, right? Why is it necessary? Why you should be okay with it? Because we're supposed to fail many times. Mm-hmm. But then people stop at the first failure because they think like, oh, what are other people going to think about me? Because they're ashamed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's part of the process, right? Like, I went through that too. Like, I remember when I first failed my first business, I went right back into the restaurant and I was like, this is not for me. But it only took me like 2.5 months to realize that the restaurant wasn't actually for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd rather, you know, go hard on the business.
Paul wants to know, where do people sign up? Paul always does these little signs in the background. How do people sign up? Where do they go to sign up, right? And how much is it, if you can share that?
Yeah, of course. There is a link on my Instagram. We're going to post it.
OCHCC.
Yes,
I think 10. You gave it 10.
Yeah.
OCHCC 10. If you go to the link, you can put that in and there's a discount for you guys. I think it's 10% discount or something like that.
$10.
$10.
Yeah,
I'm
the
sorry.
Tickets are $67. So okay. With the discount, will be $57.
Yes. And keep in mind, guys, to put on these events, it takes a lot of work. I know because we put on I mean, 3 or 4 events, 5 events sometimes every month here at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So there's always a cost to all of this, right? There's travel expenses, there's the venue, there's, I mean, so many things, right? So don't think of it as like, oh, why are they, listen, it's an investment in yourself. It's an investment. And I know it's, everybody's like, well, it's a Saturday, you know, I got a million things to do. Yes, you do, but you also have to invest in yourself, right, Marianne?
Yes, I'm going to tell you, I know we have to go, but I'm going to tell you
No, you got time. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Before Paul starts giving me that stinky eye.
Last weekend, one of the coaches that's going to be there, Jorge, they call it the Coach George. Mm-hmm. So he was introduced by 2 powerful men that, you know, are CEOs of big companies. And they told me that this guy transformed their lives, right? So I'm like, huh. So I went to him and, you know, I asked him to be on the show. At the event. So then later on, I find out that I have also limiting beliefs about money. I was having shame when it came to like me asking for a sponsorship, right? And I was like, why is it that, you know,
why is it hard for you?
Yes. Or like to charge people, right? Like for this event, to be honest, I'm like taking a lot of money out of pocket, right? But you know, it's fulfilling. My heart is going to be happy. So I told him like, hey, you know, I'm having these feelings and I know there are limiting beliefs about money and I never looked into, you know, what's there in my subconscious mind. And it was Friday at 11 a.m. and he had a seminar, a whole weekend seminar of 12 hours a day, 3 days. And I had, you know, 2 weeks before the event, I'm busy, right? I had clients. I canceled everyone to be at that seminar in the next hour. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened after that? I've never made that much money in my life, but then that week only, I made like almost $4,000 in 5 days.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And I was like, whoa. And now I'm not ashamed to like, you know, ask for a sponsorship because they're also wanting to help the community, right? I'm not asking for money.
Exactly.
I'm asking to help the community. So it changed something in me. I increased my prices at the salon. No one had left so far. And I'm not afraid. Like before I had this limiting mindset, non-abundant, right? Where I thought, oh my God, if I increase my prices, they're going to go and I'm not going to have clients. And now I have abundant mindset.
Well, on that note, you're talking about your clients and your salon. And I know we only have a few minutes left. Yeah. As an entrepreneur, I want you to share with everybody, that's like your bread and butter, right? Very successful eyelash business.
Yeah, and facials.
And facials.
Salon. It's called Vene Beauty Bar.
Vene Beauty
Bar. That's pretty much set, right? Like, I don't have to worry pretty much about clients.
That's great.
Yeah, good. And all of my clients also, like, you know, they're locals. They're mostly white, you know, homestay wives.
Yeah. But you started that from scratch.
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, word of mouth. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And now I have over 200 clients.
No way.
Yes.
200 clients?
Yes. What,
can we ask? I mean, can we share this? I'm a guy, I don't know. What do you charge to do, like, let's say, one of these eyelashes things? I know it's really popular now.
It goes from 145
to 200. 145
to 200.
And by the way, you donated one of these yes. at our toy drive for our fundraiser. And thank you so much for that. Yes. That, you know, again, supporting what we were doing at the time at our toy drive fundraiser with her business. And so thank you for supporting us at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And this is why we should be supporting you in return. And so for everybody listening, for everybody watching, this Saturday, which is the 20th, at what now is El Parral, used to be Original Mike's and 701 Restaurant, corner of Main Street and First there on the corner from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. She's going to have an amazing empowerment event with many great speakers. We will actually be there also ourselves. I'll be there myself and supporting. So we invite everybody to come out. We'll put the link here or wherever you see the post. We'll share her link. And then also follow you on your social media. What is your Instagram, if you can share that? Because I know they'll see all the links there in the post.
Yeah, of course. It's at Diaz, what's that, underscore?
Uh-huh.
Marianne. But Diaz with 2 I.
2 I's.
Because it wasn't available my last name.
Okay, at Diaz. Okay, so D-I-I-Z.
A-Z.
A-Z, I'm sorry.
Underscore Marianne.
M-A-R-I-A-N. Okay. So we'll put some links there for you guys where you see all this. But more than anything, you know, guys, here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, our goal is to always be supporting all businesses. But more than anything, small businesses like yourself that started
It's very hard.
You know, literally from your home to now your salon.
From my home. Yes. Yeah, from my living room. Mm-hmm.
From your living room to now where you're at. And now doing these empowerment events with all these great speakers. And again, Mr. Javier, right, from Javier's Restaurant will be like the guest speaker that day telling his story.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share about Saturday before we close out?
Yeah, no.
Is there a name for it? Does the event have a name if they want to look it up online or anything?
Thank you, Paul.
I love this guy. I'm going to take him home. yes, it's called Transforma Tu Vida.
Transforma Tu Vida. Yes, so transform your lives.
Transform your life. The event will be completely in Spanish because, as I said before, it's to help that community that's underserved, that only speaks Spanish.
But many of us will be there that speak English.
Of course.
We can always translate in any way.
Yeah.
Because there'll be some networking opportunities,
Of course, yeah. There's going to be, networking. You know, at the end, there's going to be like a music group, you know, with like positive music, very empowering.
So it'll be fun. So, it's not just all speakers. There's going to be music.
Oh, my God. This show will be like a mini Tony Robbins event. I'm telling you, I went big.
Really? You're going all out?
I'm going
all out. Go big or go home?
You know, I went to Tony Robbins 2 years ago and I experienced that energy that was like, it was amazing. I was like, I want my brother to experience this. I want my family to come to this, right? But they're not going to go because it's in English. So I was like, my community needs this. So I committed to be the Tony Robbins for Latin America.
There you go.
We're going big here.
The Tony Robbins for Latin America, the Latino Americana.
Yes, la Latina. Own,
right? Sí. Well, muchas gracias a todos los que nos han escuchado también. Disculpe que fue en inglés. Ahora yo sé que tienes muchos seguidores en español, pero ojalá los veamos todos ahí el sábado y la Cámara de Comercio Hispano ahí va a estar apoyándolos.
Muchas gracias. Y sí, claro, sean curiosos. Just be curious about, you know, what's there that you can like improve. Be humble too.
Yeah, be open-minded.
Be open-minded.
And that's the most important thing.
To receive knowledge, you know, to accept knowledge, you know, and then be hungry too.
Yeah, and I always tell my friends, don't be so, let's go joking around, like, don't be so old school. Like, come on, be open-minded. You never know what you're going to learn. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know why the reason you just went there and it was just the right place to be at the right time.
Yes,
right?
And you know, the reason why I'm where I'm at is because of the networking I've been doing, you know, the people I've been meeting. I'm not doing this
by
myself.
So you listened to me a little bit.
Oh my God, I regret so much not doing it 8 years ago, of course.
I tell my friends all the time, you got to go out and people that watch our show and listen to us or see me, my post, they're like, why are you always posting networking? Why? I tell them, it's not just for business. It's for anything. I mean, it could be family related. It could be anything. You just never know who you're going to meet. And it's all about collaboration, right? It's all about helping each other out.
Behind this event, there is a big group of people collaborating on this. So I'm not by myself here doing this alone. Like you are helping me too, right?
We're trying our best.
Thanks to networking.
Yes, we're trying our best here at the Hispanic Chamber to help you and get the word out. So no, de nada, claro, claro. So again, folks, see you guys Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But try to register ahead of time so Marianne can also know how many guests she's going to have that day, of course. That's important to know when you're going to have an event, right? What to expect, how many people. I do know we are Latinos, Hispanics. We, like 60 of us were RSVP and then 100 show up.
Yeah,
never
know.
Fails.
It never fails. Or I buy tickets the same day.
Yes.
I get it, you know?
So,
but yeah.
Nunca sabes.
Yeah.
Pero ojalá que venga todo el mundo.
Yes, and be ready to like, you know, unlock that power that's within you, that fire.
Yes.
That's what I want. I want people to fired up.
Well, thank you for being on our show, Marianne.
Thank
we really appreciate it, folks. Marianne Diaz, again, director of Hypernova Marketing Agency. If you need help with marketing, she does some great social media. Go follow her on her Instagram. And then she's also an entrepreneur. Of course, she has her eyelash business, her facials. So everybody listening, go get a nice facial. We all need that nice, you know, health and wellness therapy, right?
Pampered.
Getting pampered?
Yes.
And of course, she has her own podcast show. What's the name of the podcast show? Is it again Mentes?
Mentes Disruptivas. Estaremos lanzando el día sábado también el podcast. Así que es una big celebration.
Nice.
Y como dije anteriormente, era mi sueño lanzar mi podcast con Javier, el dueño de Javier's Restaurant. Y pues lograrlo, yo quiero que todo el mundo lo sepa porque quiero ser prueba y ejemplo de que sí se puede.
Sí se puede. We all know that word. Bueno, Marianne, we wish you all the best and we will see you there Saturday. Mr. Paul Roberts, Thank you again for having us at OC Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning into our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Please don't forget to follow us on our social media, OCHCC, or at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. We'll see you again next week, folks. Have a blessed day.
Wow. If that doesn't make you want to come back and hear more, I don't know what is. Check out the event and come back and tell us what you heard, what you saw, and what you learned as you join our community each and every week here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.